As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun has risen over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's still a revolution in the air, Pilgrim. Be a part of it. Welcome to our Monday, Moon Day. This would be April the 25th, 2011. This is Easter Monday in a lot of places. 2-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions when you can find them and when we can find them. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you are certainly not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, of all things, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. And that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96. Exeter Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647, that postal zip zone. A big shout, as we love to do every morning, to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM Tonawanda, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 100.1 FM Austin, Texas, Real Liberty Media Channel 16, and TalkStream Live. Lots of ways to listen to the broadcast each and every morning. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our calling number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. Precious metals continue setting record highs as confidence in the U.S. dollar wanes. Japan struggles to make new starts in the post-Daiichi tsunami world. We'll talk a little bit about that in the news segment. We'll go into United Nations Agenda 21, the Program of Action for Sustainable Development. Throughout the broadcast, of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go into our market report for this morning. Again, this is Easter Monday, so some of the markets are closed here, there, and everywhere, and some have been closed since Thursday last. But active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, found gold trading up $5.40 at $1,513.10 an ounce. Silver up $1.64 at $48.25 a troy ounce. Platinum up 19 bucks at $1,832. Palladium up a buck at $7.69. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market so far this morning, $1,509.10 for a low, $1,519.30, all new record highs there for a high. But at $1,513.10, your gold is up year-to-year, $355.60 an ounce for a 30.72% return on your investment. The boys in London aren't fixing any prices this morning. They're closed for Easter Monday, and we'll just have to pick it up with them tomorrow. The SPDR gold shares claim to have 1,229.64 metric tons in their electronic treasure chest at $59.4 billion at these bullion prices. The Dow Jones, the NASDAQ, the S&P, they've all been closed up since the 21st, so we'll have to come back to that tomorrow. Crude oil this morning up 69 cents at $112.98 a barrel. That's not good news for anybody. The U.S. dollar index this morning off 11 basis points at 73.97. That's helping to drive the gold prices and the silver prices and the platinum and palladium prices higher and higher and higher. We'll be right back.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, April the 25th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts, always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions each and every day. Let's go back into our market report for this morning. Again, after trading out of New York City, it is Easter Monday. A lot of the marketplaces are closed, but we'll go through the numbers that we have one more time. Gold trading up $5.40 at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Of course, it's getting whacked right now, so is silver. Keep your eyes peeled on the marketplace today. Lots of profit-taking potential in the wind. Anyway, gold was up $5.40 at $1,513.10 a troy ounce. Silver up $1.64 at $48.25. Platinum up 19 at $1,832. And palladium up $1 at $769 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, and I'm sure these numbers will be changing throughout the day. Lots of volatility anticipated. The low at $1,509.10 and the high at $1,519.30. Dropping down a little bit again. Crude oil up 69 cents at $112.98 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude, delivered as they are in the Cushing Hub in Oklahoma. The U.S. dollar index this morning off 11 basis points at 73.97. That impacts, of course, the foreign exchange rates and the gold and silver trading, where we find the Canadian loonie up 24 basis points at $1.05 against the U.S. dollar. The Mexican peso up 2 basis points at 9 cents against the U.S. dollar. That's 11.6014 pesos per dollar at 9 cents a pop. The euro this morning up 25 basis points, trading well above the dollar mark at $1.46 U.S. And the British pound exchanges against the U.S. buck at $1.65. The Swiss franc makes a strong move in early trading this morning, up 0.69% or 69 basis points at $1.14. Both the bond market and the mortgage market are pretty much stale. And of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, your gold-to-silver ratio was 31.36 ounces of silver. Would pick you up 1 ounce of gold. Let's jump up over here and go to the Kitco exclusive information. And we're going to find this. All of these numbers, of course, will be changing throughout the day. But this is the a.m. Kitco Metals Roundup. COMEX silver powers sharply higher, nearing $50, and gold sets another fresh all-time high. Now, of course, we're seeing some reversals in the market so far this morning. The silver market, this by Jim Wyckoff, as of 8:26 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, the silver market is once again in the spotlight Monday, overshadowing Big Brother Gold, he writes, as prices are posting very strong gains that have pushed prices near $50 an ounce. May, COMEX silver hit a 31-year high at $49.82 in overnight trading. Okay, so we're like 18 cents away there from the big 5-0. That's magic number there. That's a huge psychological barrier. Meantime, COMEX gold futures prices are trading higher Monday morning and scored another new all-time record high of 15.1920. An ounce overnight, the basis there is the June contract. Middle East tensions, a U.S. Lower U.S. dollar index, higher crude oil prices on Monday are all once again fueling advances in the precious metals. COMEX June gold last traded up $9.40 an ounce at $1,513.20. And spot gold last traded up $7.60 at $15,1275. Been a whole bunch of other information going around the web, so let's jump over here to Reuters. Pick it up this way. Silver surges 5% on the dollar. Gold at records. This out of Singapore, Reuters. Spot silver surged more than 5% to just above $49 an ounce on Monday, buoyed by a weak dollar and strong physical demand in Asia that also propelled gold to a record high for a seventh consecutive session. U.S. silver futures jumped 8.2% to $49.82 an ounce in an unusually large trading volume at just about 50 cents off its all-time peak of $50.35. Hit on January the 18th of 1980. All right, so it's been quite a long time since the Hunt brothers drove it up to that height, and we're right back into there again. Of course, you'd have to adjust that for inflation, and you'd find that we need to go far higher to start touching that kind of a mark. Everyone is buying, said a Hong Kong-based dealer. There's a stop-loss buying, as well as good buying interest from China. Spot silver hit a 31-year high of $49.25 an ounce and was trading at $48.82 early this morning. It was heading for its biggest daily gain in 5 months. Silver prices have climbed nearly 60% so far this year after jumping more than 80% in 2010, outpacing gold's 7% rise and the 10% gain in the 19 commodity Reuters Jefferies CRB index. Silver's astounding run has attracted big and small investors. Holdings in the world's largest silver-backed exchange-traded fund, the iShares Silver Trust, have risen 2.4% so far this year compared to 4% decline in the holdings of the SPDR Gold Trust, the world's top gold ETF. These are exchange-traded funds. We report on them every morning. Buying interest in physical silver has also jumped in India, where gold is traditionally favored as a storage of wealth. So as the prices of gold go higher and higher and higher, more and more silver is being brought forward for dowries and auspicious days and things like that. Quote, the rally has been great as traders are buying silver like mad, said an official at a private bank in India. Buying silver like mad, can you see it? Can you just visualize that in India? Boy, all those dots going back and forth. We normally don't import silver on a regular basis, but we imported about 10 tons last month. Investors are joining in the rally in India and to catch on the price appreciation. Spot gold hit a record of 15.1771 an ounce before easing to 15.1565, up 0.8%. U.S. gold futures also rose to an all-time high. It's a dollar play, said a dealer based in Singapore. The dollar index languished around its three-year low on Monday, with investors expecting further weakness as the upcoming Federal Reserve policy-setting meeting is likely to announce the continuation of low interest rates, the escalation of violence in Syria and Yemen. Over the weekend also helped lift gold, seen as a safe haven during time of turmoil. So That's how they style it all out for us on Reuters. This morning in the Econoday calendar, we look at the new home sales. They'll be out during the broadcast. They're out about 10, but everybody's just anticipating this to be absolutely great news. Well, we'll see about that. Tomorrow, the FOMC, that's the Federal Open Market Meeting Committee, Federal Open Market Committee meeting begins. We'll wait for the reports out of that. The Goldman store sales will be out tomorrow, Redbook and so on. Everything will kind of pretty much come back percolating to regular consumer conference. Will be out. Durable goods on Wednesday. The FOMC meeting announcement will be out in the afternoon. GDP, jobless claims come up on Thursday. Personal income outlays and the employment cost index will be up on Friday together with the consumer sentiment. So we're in for a whole week here of market news, and we'll have to see how that all goes. Let's jump over here, go into the news basket, scroll all the way over to the backside, take a peek here, and pick this up. This is a rather interesting article. Came up off of BBC Mobile. Lasers could replace spark plugs in car engines, of all things. All right. Still not going to replace the internal combustion engine, but they're trying to replace spark plugs with lasers. You'd think that they would maybe concentrate on getting better gas mileage, but they're not. Car engines could soon be fired by lasers instead of spark plugs, researchers say. What a novel idea. A team at the Conference on Lasers and Electro-Optics will report on the 1st of May that they have designed lasers that could ignite fuel mixture and combustion engines. Well, the next thing you know, they'll reinvent matches. We'll be right back.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
So I guess we could all just, you know, rest easy now. The engineers have solved everything. We're going to put lasers in place of spark plugs in car engines. And I imagine these little laser jobbies will probably run about $90 a piece or something. But anyway, the idea of replacing these spark plugs, a technology that has changed little since their invention in 150 years with lasers, is not a new one. Spark plugs only ignite the fuel mixture near the spark gap, reducing the combustion efficiency, and the metal that makes them up is slowly eroded as they age. But with only the advent of smaller lasers, has the idea of laser-based combustion become a practical one, and then it continues. So anyway, I just thought I'd throw that out for you. The next thing, you know, like I said, they'll be reinventing matches or something, you know. Can't just seem to get down to some basics. GM Mosquito, we've all heard about this before. Oh, yeah. GM Mosquitoes offer a malaria hope. And it's by James Gallagher, Health and Science Monitor. It's 5 days old news, but nevertheless, scientists believe they're closer to being able to change the DNA of wild mosquitoes in order to combat malaria. That's right. Now they're not going to bite you any longer. They'll just carry you away. Anyway, in the laboratory, they made a gene spread from a handful of mosquitoes to the most of the population in just a few generations, according to a new report in Nature. That must be a magazine. If the right gene can be made to spread, then researchers hope to reduce the number of cases of malaria. These guys think they're God or something. I don't know what it is. It's got to be a syndrome. I can't quite figure it out. Man, I don't like the way God put this planet together. They're going to do everything they can to upset it. Pakistan at impasse with U.S. on drone attacks after meeting with Mullen. This is off a Bloomberg website, Thursday's news, Harris Anwar. A visit by U.S. President Barry the Usurper's top military officer to Pakistan underscored disagreements over the use of drone aircraft to target militants in the country's mountainous northwest. Admiral Mike Mullen, the chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, said his country won't stop the attacks in Pakistan's tribal areas bordering Afghanistan. He expressed concern that Pakistani intelligence has a long-standing relationship with a militant Afghan group headed by U.S. designated terrorists. My God. Pakistan's military chief, General Ashfaq Farahfaz Kayani, probably butchered that one, reiterated his nation's stance that the U.S. missile strikes undermine efforts to defeat guerrillas by draining support for the Army's anti-insurgency efforts. Mullen was in Islamabad to ease diplomatic tensions that soured after a CIA contractor, Raymond Davis, on January the 27th shot and killed two armed Pakistanis. The Davis case, it's kind of like the Dreyfus case, combined with the drone strikes that have killed civilians, was a huge setback, Mullen said in a television interview yesterday, during which he accused Pakistan's Inter-Services Intelligence Directorate, or the ISI, of maintaining ties to militants fighting U.S.-led forces in Afghanistan. Quote, I don't think there's an immediate solution to this. We have to work our way through that. Well, I would say so. Anyway, here's another one. Crude oil climbs a fourth day as Middle East violence escalates. Unbelievable stuff. Heard a story over the weekend that apparently there's this real highly praised and renowned Turkish man everybody listens to who has a plan for a whole new solution for the planet. But anyway, one of the things that he has said in the interview, hang on to your hats now, folks. Jesus has returned from wherever he went. And he's been seen and can be found in Europe and America and Jerusalem. I don't know. I've got to stay away from camels as far as I'm concerned. This guy's crackers, Fruit Loops. But anyway, just in case you were wondering, Jesus is back. Jesus is back. Right? Crude oil climbs a fourth day as Middle East violence escalates. Ann Coe and Aya Shadia, April the 25th, new news here. Crude oil gained for a fourth day in New York, the longest rising streak since December, as escalating violence in the Middle East and Africa threatens to prolong supply disruptions. Futures advanced as much as 0.7% after Syrian security forces detained at least 200 protesters, while unrest showed no sign of ending in Yemen. Yemen, Oman, Bahrain, and the rest of them. John McCain is over there. Jenny Mack saying the rebels in Libya need more assistance in the fight against Muammar Gaddafi's forces. Saudi Arabia, holder of the world's largest crude reserves, has no plan to raise production capacity, an oil official said. Now, you notice how they crafted that paragraph? They threw everything in there except the kitchen sink. This article is supposed to be crude oil climbing on a fourth day, all right? But they had to go through this other stuff to get there. But Saudi Arabia, again, has no plans to raise production capacity, an oil official said. So they're just going to go ahead. They get you strapped over the barrel, and they're going to keep reaming out your stovepipes. Political developments in the Middle East and the North Africa are providing the main support for prices, according to a report from JBC Energy received by email today. Quote, the oil market remains fraught with uncertainty, the Vienna-based analyst said. Most of it's related to possibilities in the future, including the developments in all the geopolitical hotspots, the inflation threat, and its impact on the economy. You notice it doesn't say anything in here about a shortage or an outfall or a decline in the production of oil and natural gas, and yet the prices are going up and up and up and up. And who's driving it? Well, speculators. But my question is, how soon is Barry the Usurper going to get his oil fraud commission developed and deployed? I don't know. Well, maybe it's someday. Oil has advanced 23% this year, stoked by turmoil in the Middle East and North Africa that has toppled leaders in Egypt and Asia, spread to Libya, Algeria, Bahrain, Iran, Oman, Syria, and Yemen. Libyan crude output, which averaged 1.6 million barrels a day last year, fell to 390,000 barrels a day in March. But, of course, that doesn't impact you or I. It's delivered in Europe, not in the United States. Anyway, then it goes on and it talks about all the rest of the stuff here. Gold and silver set record highs on China. Let's see if we can pop this one up and go bigger and come in here and say gold and silver set record highs on China buying bets. Oil eyes April top. This article comes out of someplace. What does it say here? Forex News Now from the chat room. Crude oil set sights on April high. Prices are on pace to test the April 11th high at $113.44, a barrier reinforced by support turned resistance at a rising trend line set from the lows in mid-February with a breakout to the upside exposing $115 figure. Initial support lines, these are chartists. They always talk like that. Trend lines, breakouts above lines, and so on and so forth. In a marketplace like this, it's hard to rely on chartists and wavers. But anyway, risk sentiment trends remain in focus with short-term correlation studies pointing to the... Did anybody go up over the weekend by any chance and listen to the Institute for Economic, the New Economic Thinking, any of those three seminars that were given at the Bretton Woods 2 conference? Fascinating. Fascinating. I can assure you that the chartists and wavers are all pulling their hair out. Their charts no longer work, their waves no longer work, and they're completely confused. Here's another one. The IMF, this is off Market Watch, IMF bombshell, the age of America nears end. Wow, April 25th, new news. Brent Ahrens writing this, apparently. Boston, the International Monetary Fund has just dropped a bombshell and nobody noticed. For the first time, the international organization has set a date for the moment when the end of America will end. Wow. Okay, get ready. We'll cover that one when we get back.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Okay, so back once again into this article. Again, if you didn't notice, the international organization, this would be the IMF, set a date for the moment when the age of America, that's quote-unquote, the age of America will end and the U.S. economy will be overtaken by that of China. And it's a lot closer than you may think, the author writes. According to the latest IMF official forecast, China's economy will surpass that of America in real terms in 2016, just 5 years from now. Put that on your calendar, they say. It provides a painful context for the budget wrangling taking place in Washington right now. It raises enormous questions about what that international security system is going to look like in just a handful of years, and it casts a deepening cloud over both the U.S. dollar and the giant treasury market, which have been propped up for decades. Notice why they said prop up rather than sustained. They don't want to drag sustain, their key meme, into the dirt here on this one, but that's what it really means, which have been propped up for decades by their privileged status as the liabilities of the world's hegemonic power. According to the IMF forecast, whomever is elected U.S. president next year, including Donald Duck or Donald Trump, anyway, will be the last to preside over the world's largest economy. Seems we've been saying that since George Bush and the usurper. Well, I guess they're saying we're really going to have the last president. I don't know. Been a long time since we've had a president. Most people aren't prepared for this. They aren't even aware of it. That's that it's that close. Listen to the experts of various stripes, and they'll tell you this moment is decades away. the most bearish will put the future in the figure in the mid-2020s. But they're miscounting. They're only comparing the gross domestic products of the two countries using current exchange rates. There's a largely meaningless comparison in real terms. Exchange rates change quickly, and China's exchange rates are phony. China artificially undervalues its currency, the renminbi, through massive intervention in the markets. Wait a minute. I thought that's what the United States does. Isn't that why we have a president's working group on financial markets? That's why the chartists and the waivers are always wrong. You can't follow a trend line when you're inside of a casino, for God's sake. This market is so manipulated. Now, I'm telling you, it's worse than a wick in a candle shop. The IMF, in its analysis, looks beyond exchange rates to the true real terms picture of the economy using purchase power parities that compares what people earn and spend in real terms in their domestic economies. Under PPP, the Chinese economy will expand from $11.2 trillion this year to $19 trillion in 2016. Meanwhile, the size of the U.S. economy will rise from $15.2 trillion to $18.8 trillion, and that would take America's share of the world output down to 17.7%, the lowest in modern times. China would reach 18% and rising. Just 10 years ago, the U.S. economy was three times the size of China's. Well, that's what you get. Offshoring, outsourcing, and all the rest of that sort of stuff just basically killing the peoples. Let's go back to our other articles here, talk about more of this, a little bit more on the silver gold. Silver gold again rise to record as Asian stocks fall and the yen weakens. All right, so on the one hand, one article is pointing at the U.S. dollar. The other one's saying that the Asian stock market's falling and the yen is weakening. Well, what do you know about that? Silver and gold climbed to records and oil rose for a fourth day while the U.S. dollar weakened amid concern inflation will accelerate. And on it goes. China's Shanghai Composite Index led losses in Asia after China International Capital Corporation said the nation's consumer prices may rise as much as 5.5% this month. Singapore's inflation held at 5% in March, a government report showed today. Data this week may show Japan's retail sales sank last month, and U.S. gross domestic product growth slowed, leading central banks from the two nations to keep interest rates near low, according to economists surveyed by Bloomberg. Quote, it's very clear that some Asian countries will keep raising their rates more while their economies are strong enough to see more hikes, said Hideki Yashiki, a global economist at Mizuho Securities Company in Tokyo. On the other hand, market players can expect the U.S. this week to suggest it would keep rates low for some time, which means more yield appeal for Asia. Well, that's that one. Let's go to this one. Dudley, seeing interest on reserves as tool of choice, sparks new Fed debate. All right, this is kind of new stuff here coming out. Hadn't heard of this one before. This is going to be a new trick they're going to try and pull out of the bag. Federal Reserve officials are staking their inflation-fighting credibility. Credibility? On an untested tool. God almighty. Don't tell me they're going to find another untested tool and bring it out. But it's the power to pay interest on bank reserves. Their power to pay interest on bank reserves. So they found a new tool. Congress granted the Fed this ability in 2008, and Chairman Benjamin Shalom, I love Israel, Bernanke, the Vice Chairman Janet Yellen, she's pretty fond of Israel too, and New York Fed President William Dudley have all cited it as the main reason why they'll be able to keep the U.S. economy from overheating after pumping record amounts of cash into the financial system. Now, they're not going to find a lot of consensus on this, but that is their hope. Raising the rate... Currently at 0.25% is intended to entice banks to keep their money on deposit at the Fed instead of loaning it out and stoking inflation. You wonder why you couldn't get a bank loan? Well, here's the key. They're keeping all of their money over at the Fed instead of loaning it out. I thought we gave all that bailout cash to the banks so that they could, you know, stimulate the economy. But then they just turned right around and gave it all over to the Fed at interest. They're not loaning it out. Wow. What a revealing article. With the benchmark overnight lending rate, that's your LIBOR, at 0.1%, less than half the deposit rate, it isn't clear how much control the central bank can exert over borrowing costs, by raising the interest on reserves, said Dean Mackey, the chief U.S. economist at Barclays Capital. Can you say Rothschild? Internal critics have also cast doubt over the tool's effectiveness. I guess you could say this is just another dull tool at the Fed. Philadelphia Fed President Charles Plosser said last month it isn't a cure-all because it doesn't address the need to shrink the central bank's balance sheet and reduce the amount of reserves in the system. Quote, there's some concern in the markets about whether the Fed will keep inflation under wraps as it goes through this exit strategy, Mackey said in a telephone interview from his New York office. The rubber tree plant in the corner, and in-house coffee service, and a delightful secretary, no doubt. It's unknown exactly what interest on reserves does to the economy. So even though there's a lot of chit-chat, it doesn't look particularly revealing. Economy in the U.S. probably slowed as fuel costs caused consumers to cut back. Timothy Holman writing this for Bloomberg. The U.S. economy probably grew at a slower pace in the first quarter as a jump in gasoline prices caused consumers to cut back, economists said at a report this week will show. I would imagine if they went to the local farm store, the feed store, they could sit around the wood stove, and somebody could have come up with that without getting a master's degree. Gross domestic product rose at 1.9% annual pace after increasing at a 3.1% rate in the previous 3 months. According to the media, an estimate of 66 economists, economists surveyed by Bloomberg, before an April 28th Commerce Department report. Other data may show business investment remained a pillar of the economic rebound. While home prices fell. Anyway, Federal Reserve policymakers, when they meet this week, will likely say that they'll complete the second round of stimulus worth $600 billion as scheduled through the end of June to help sustain, that's called propping up, sustain the recovery. While companies like General Electric, Apple Incorporated, are among those benefiting from gains in spending on equipment and software, households are feeling the pinch of higher food and fuel prices. So the corporations just continue to rake in the profits off the top, and the rest of us get to schlep along in the gutter. The economy has hit a bit of a soft patch. You like that one? That's economic speak. A bit of a soft patch. It's kind of like getting bogged down in the muck, said Ryan Sweet, a senior economist at Moody's Analytics. A bit of a soft patch. How many years he had to study economics to come up with language like that. If we continue to get these sharp jumps at the pump, I'll tell you, it feels like a sharp jump, all right, at the pump. That will be a major hit to consumer sentiment. There is a tipping point for consumers, you know. Wow, this guy is brilliant. Another one of the dull tools in Wall Street. Tsunami speeds terminal decline of Japan's fishing industry. And terminal decline is not being just facetious. No pun intended. Stuart Biggs, Kanoko Matsuyama, and Frederick Balfour writing this for Bloomberg. Figure that one out right after we get back. Stay tuned.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny, smashing, cutting-edge talk radio.
So once again, just blowing through the headlines off the Bloomberg website. You know, I always like to go over to the Bloomberg website to get the morning started off every day. So let you know what's coming down out of the Master Blasters High Priest of Finance in New York City. The tsunami again speeds terminal decline of Japan's fishing industry. This is not a good article, actually. But we can understand that when we saw all those YouTube videos coming out of Japan during the tsunami with these fishing vessels and other big boats inland, if you recall, I was saying, you know, there's going to be some big money made and a lot of money lost in this one. Try and move some of these boats. I mean, these things are made in dry docks and carefully slipped into the water. How do you come back and lift a 379 metric ton tuna boat off of a road? You know, I'll just read the article. The wreckage of a 379 metric ton tuna boat blocks the road to the deserted fish market in Kisenanuma, once Japan's largest port for bonito and swordfish. Even after the debris from last month's tsunami has been cleared away, the industry may never recover. But they haven't exactly removed the debris yet. 30 years ago, here's a quote, "We used to think Japan was the number one fishing country in the world with the best catching and processing methods, but that's really no longer the case," said Ryosuke Sato, chairman of the Kisenanuma Fisheries Cooperative Association, in an interview in the town, 400 kilometers or 250 miles north of Tokyo. Quote, "We've been in terminal decline." That's like dead. Dying, terminal decline. They've already taken the paddles, put them back in the cabinet, they're wiping up all the mess off the floor, and they're ready to pull up the sheet. Traffic at the port had dropped by 90% over the last 20 years as seafood imports rose, even before the country's northeastern coast was devastated on March the 11th. Destruction of boats, harbors, and processing plants, coupled with fears of radioactive contamination in marine life, threatens to hasten Japan's turn to overseas for most of its most important food staple after rice. That's right, folks. Even in Japan, they're going to be going to the grocery and they're going to be seeing all of this frozen fish from Taiwan and China and other places. I would recommend that you don't eat any of that stuff either. Japanese eat more fish per capita than any other developed country, consuming 128 pounds annually. Wow. That's a lot of fish, by the way. Compared with a global average of 17.1 kilograms, according to the United Nations Food and Agricultural Organization, fish accounts for 23% of protein in the Japanese daily diet, compared with 4% in the U.S. If you can find it any place that isn't frozen and imported from China. Fish broth. Consumption begins with breakfast in Japan. All right, so everybody put on your kimonos. Let's all just go over to Japan and sit down and start our day with the Japanese at breakfast. Consumption begins with breakfast in Japan, an archipelago of nearly 7,000 islands, where a traditional morning meal consists of... Try and get your children to eat this stuff before they go to school, okay? Yeah. A traditional morning meal consists of rice and grilled fish. In addition to sushi, staples include miso soup, also containing fish broth. To feed the habit, Japan is the world's largest importer of fish, buying $14.4 billion worth in 2008, according to data from the United Nations Food and Agricultural Organization. Quote, "We're the biggest fish lovers among the major industrial nations and the number one consumer." Kind of curious, you know, Vicki Davis has been on this thread for some time now, and she makes a lot of sense when she says so, but the world's economy seems to be established on this wise, that whatever we manufacture in the United States, except for Lazy Boy recliners, is exported overseas. And whatever we can find on the shelves in our stores has been imported from overseas. The situation being such that we can never have access to the things that we make here in the United States, nor can the people in China have access to the things that they make, nor apparently do the people in Japan have access to the fish that they catch, because they are importing $14.4 billion worth of fish in 2008. Continuing, auctions at Tokyo's Tsukiji must probably be the way they would say that. Auctions at Tokyo's Tsukiji, the world's largest fish market that stretches over an area the size of 43 football fields. They say that's a bit of a fish market, wouldn't you? All the fishwives in 43 football fields. Influences prices all over the world, according to Sasha Eisenberg, the author of The Sushi Economy. Wouldn't imagine that Sasha Eisenberg is Japanese. It's like a combination of Wall Street and Sotheby's in the art market and the commodities trading floor, he said. Oh, I guess Sasha is male. Funny name, isn't it? 5 years. Last month's earthquake and tsunami, which left almost 28,000 people dead or missing. Wow, remember those first reports coming up on day one? Somewhere between 1,700 dead, 1,700 to 1,800 missing. Wow, these numbers just skyrocketed. Disproportionately affected Japan's northeastern fishing ports and towns in Iwate Prefecture. The tsunami caused about $1.3 billion in damages to the fishing industry, according to data from the government. That's about 10 times the combined total for the prefecture's agricultural and forestry industries. Fishermen in the Kesennuma, which has a population of 73,000, expected to take as long as 5 years to rebuild the port and the market, central to a fishing industry that provides 85% of the town's jobs. Population of 73,000. The city government says 837 townspeople died, 1,196 were listed as missing as of April the 22nd. A further 5,838 people, or 7.8% of the population, are in evacuation centers. In addition to the destruction of maintenance and refueling facilities, about 40 fishing vessels were lost the cooperative's Seto said. What about devastation? Devastation. There's so much damage. This is a crisis for the town and the fishing industry, said the 69-year-old Seto, whose Canadai Company Fish Company, that's kind of a queer way of saying it, has sales of 9.4 billion yen in Japan and China, with 230 employees. A poster on the wall signed by wholesalers and customers reads, "You're not alone, everyone is with you. Thank you always for the delicious fish." Wow. The 50-meter-long Myojin Maru No. 3, licensed to catch yellowfin and albacore tuna in the Indian Ocean, is one of at least 10 giant vessels dumped around the town. You know, it's like you put a little sign by it or something. What else are you going to do with it? You know, plant flowers and put up a flagpole, you know. What else are you going to do with this thing? 150-foot-long vessel dumped in town, one of 10. It towers over gutted two-story buildings owned by fishing companies about 500 meters from the fish market. Companies may have the money to rebuild, but people are saying they don't want to come back. Yaiko Hamatsu, 53, said as she gazed at the rubble of her seafood company employer she didn't identify, she says, "They say it's dangerous." Wow. The fish market is planning to partially reopen in June to provide a sales floor for the expected arrival of bonito boats. Longer-term plans depend on the amount of central government assistance, the cooperative said. I mean, this is just it's devastating to these people. I mean, it's completely ending their way of life. They're going to have to start all over again. Japan, another article, asked China and South Korea to base any import bans on scientific evidence. Related to that, Akihiro writing this for Bloomberg. Japanese Trade Minister Banri Kaida said he asked China and South Korea to rely on scientific evidence in deciding whether to ban Japanese goods over concern they may be contaminated with radiation. In other words, you know, keep your hysteria meters in check. Chinese Commerce Minister Chen Daming and South Korean Trade Minister Kim Jong-un both agreed that will be the criteria for any import restrictions, Kaida told reporters after meeting his counterparts in Tokyo today. So they might have a little bit of common sense going on over there. Wow. Pick it all up right there after we come back from these messages. You stay tuned. Hour number two straight ahead.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now, and my doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, the Easter Monday, April the 25th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Again, just closing out this news article in this top of the hour short segment that we have, waiting for our AM and FM affiliates to get done with their news and weather break. We'll restart again at the 8-minute point. But Japanese Trade Minister Banri Kaida asked China and South Korea to rely on scientific evidence again in deciding whether to ban Japanese goods. I don't know, what are they doing, just waving a wand and saying everything from Japan is contaminated? You know, Japan is pretty good size. More than one side of that big island, I guess would be the way to say it. Anyway, we'll look a little into this further. Trading partners worldwide are testing Japanese products for radiations. Man, have you gone outside in the yard? All weekend, actually from Thursday forward, last week, and even today yet, still, we've been under these pounding, you know, lightning electrical storms, constantly pounding and pounding and pounding and pounding and pounding, crashing all night long, last night, every night, raining almost continuously. Got all little creeks and ponds and puddles and everything filled up with water around here. Amazing. Talking about maybe having a little tornado action, too. But with all that rain, you go up and look at the weather maps and stuff like that, and you can see that the jet stream is pulling it all out, coming down from the Arctic, down along the panhandle of Alaska, down across British Columbia, back in on top of the U.S., and then it swirls down and around and picks up a little bit of a stream from the California area and all that, and it all comes together in a head and comes right across the central states here, Oklahoma, Missouri, and on up from there, northern part of the Texas as well. Very interesting, though. And so I'm kind of concerned that now that we've got a good dose of lots and lots of rain moving rapidly from the Pacific Ocean in through the central states and then up to the northeast, we should be hearing more and more now about safety as we get contaminated by whatever might be in the air, if there is any radiation at all to speak of. Anyway, like they say, you can't see it, you can't smell it, you can't taste it, and it'll only kill you in a few years. Yeah. Anyhow, I guess that's like just about everything else. China, Japan's largest export market, earlier this month expanded a ban on imports of food and agricultural produce, threatening to exacerbate an export slump in the world's third largest economy after a record earthquake disrupted supply chains. I don't know whether it's a good time to break into the storage food or not. Should I go to the grocery and buy anything? Well, got a bag of potatoes. I figured those would probably be relatively safe coming out of Idaho as they did. Probably last year's product. Other things like that, you know, canned foods and whatnot, they could probably be relatively safe for some time to go yet. Anyway, maybe buy up some of the canned goods off the store shelves, folks. Might think twice. All the gardening efforts that are going on right now, everybody's breaking the soil. They got their soil exposed real good, and we're getting good rains on the ground. If there's any radiation in that rain, and that rain is going into your garden beds and into your plants. Anyway, South Korea, Singapore, and the U.S. have also halted imports of some products on concern that produce grown around the stricken nuclear station has been contaminated, and probably your lawn. I don't know. Interesting. We wash our hands when we come inside, or just what's up with all of that? Here's another one, just briefly. Bank of America wins dismissal from countrywide mortgage security suit. U.S. District Judge Mariana Fazler granted Bank of America's request to dismiss the claim against it on the grounds that it can't be held liable for actions of a unit, according to an April 20 order in Los Angeles. Think Bank of America is going to get slapped? Heck no.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, or Moon Day, April the 25th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts. Big shout-out, as we do every morning, to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Tonawanda, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 100.1 FM, Austin, Texas, Real Liberty Media Channel 16, and TalkStream Live. A message over the weekend that I give all those promos out when our audiences are not listening. Anyway, so let's go back in and close out the news. In fact, I'm done with the news. In the first hour of today's broadcast, lots of newsy news. Not very good news. Just kind of the same old news. A little bit of financial news thrown in there as icing on the cake. But we're going to go back into our study of Agenda 21 a little deeper. We started last week talking about the American Planning Association, interspersed with other things, and it's so very important to understand who these people are and what impact they have on you. You know, we talk about this greatest good or the greatest number all the time, the communitarian principles, all this philosophical radical speaking here, going all the way back to the days of Jeremy Bentham, John Stuart Mill, James Mill, and others. Understand how this all came on us and at us. the early development in the English Garden Cities Program and so on and so forth, the American Planning Association, this out of the Encyclopedia of Chicago, the American Planning Association, although known by its current name only since 1978, the American Planning Association has a far longer history. And back in the early days, when I was going to school, for a while, I wanted to be a planner only because my family's into this, architecture, engineering, land surveying, planning, so on and so forth. So we all kind of pretty much went into those various and sundries. But again, I took a urban planning course in college, so didn't continue with it very long. You kind of see where it went. But this is a little bit more about it. Its roots go back to the first National Conference on City Planning held in Washington, D.C. in 1909. Now, that's not nearly far enough back, but that's what they say here. By 1917, that informal group had become the American City Planning Institute, later known as the American Institute of Planners. It's all about this sustainable development, you know. In 1938, the ASPO, along with 16 other organizations, moved into a building specially constructed for public service associations on the campus of the University of Chicago in Hyde Park. The location owed much to the influence of political science professor Charles Merriam, M-E-R-R-I-A-M, who was on the board of the Spelman, 1L, S-P-E-L, Spelman Fund, an offshoot of the Rockefeller Foundation, which financed the building at 1313 East 60th Street. The brainchild of city management expert Lewis Brownlow, B-R-O-W-N-L-O-W, 1313 housed the Public Administration Clearinghouse, a nationally known center of municipal research. So you can do quite a bit of your own research on this University of Chicago, 1313 East 60th Street, and it ought to set your hair on fire. Anyway, we talked about taking the safe growth message to Congress. We talked a little bit about this H.R. 3524, the Safe Communities Act. And let's continue with communities developing hazard plans in response to federal programs. And so as we look around the world today, we see that everything's an emergency. Everything's an emergency. And if it's an emergency for sure, or it's an emergency by imagination, in any regards, it's very important that we have this emergency process running. The Emergency War Powers Act, for one. I could pull out another document. I won't. It only takes a minute to find it. It's over there. Maybe I'll pick it during one of the breaks. But anyway, it's your basic comprehensive plan for a county south of me in Arkansas, northwest Arkansas. In it, one of the sections says that the council declares, the planning commission declares that an emergency exists. All right, they just declare it. And then once there is an emergency, you can set aside all of the rest of your Justice Department, throw that all aside. Because from this point forward, we're operating under emergency or war powers. Right? And so we then come into this understanding of what are we talking about when we start talking about hazard plans? Well, of course, in Daiichi and other cities in northern Japan, they would have hazard mitigation plans. And we talked about this right out of Agenda 21, Chapter 7, promoting sustainable human settlement development. But this idea of the promotion of a culture of safety, pre-disaster planning, and post-disaster reconstruction. And so certainly they're involved in a process now of reconstruction. Read an article for you last week, right off the Bloomberg website, how the green people, it wasn't on the Bloomberg website, it was on the Earth Day website, where the greenies are planting 150,000 trees in Haiti, right? They're not building houses for the people. They're not rebuilding the roads. They're reforesting. They're planting trees for the people, all right? So, anyway, someone calling again. So let's go on. So this idea then of developing hazard plans in response to federal programs triggers this thing that we talk about when we say implementing public buy-in. How do you get people to buy into these programs? It's not easy to do, but you can use any natural disaster, such as the Daiichi power plant failure, to dialogue people into a consensus. Now, over the weekend, I'm sure you heard all the news, and I just received the Rural Missourian, the report that our local electric cooperative, which is basically a coal fire operation, puts out. And they're talking about, this moving away from nuclear power. Also, another article that we could go to in the box here, where Blackstone, for instance, here it is, Blackstone-backed developer seeks $1.3 billion for an offshore wind project. All right, you've got to get people to be, you know, accept or buy in to this idea that traditional power sources like hydroelectric dams, nuclear power plants, coal-fired plants, natural gas-fired plants, even though natural gas is extremely clean and green, but you've got to get them to accept that these are no longer going to be good technologies, that these technologies just have to go. They're going to kill the whole world. If we don't get rid of them, they're going to kill the whole world. And then we get dialogued into this idea of Don Quixote's windmills. So, anyway, continuing here. Let's jump back into this. This is how this is, and it runs right, this is right off the American Planning Association's website, July the 14th, 2003. I burned out all of this stuff years ago, and I'm just sharing it with you this morning. Above normal hurricane forecast may prompt more coastal communities to plan. Pick that up right there after this.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Micro plant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers, joining live weekdays from Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
All right, so grab this book out during the break here. It's the Regulations, Standards, and Specifications for the Subdivision, Conveyance, and Development and Improvement of Unincorporated Lands in Benton County, Arkansas. Now, maybe you don't know what Benton County, Arkansas is, but Benton County, Arkansas is the northwest corner of Arkansas, and it is the county that is the home to the Walmart empire. All right? So it's rather different kind of a county here in the rural hinterlands and flyover country. It is very, very built up, and there's lots of money rolling around down there. But anyway, they came up with these regulations, standards, and specifications for the subdivision, conveyance, development, and improvement of unincorporated land. And here in Section 9, as I stated prior, I just didn't have the wording right. It's been a long time since I've read it. It says this, Section 9, effective date, it is hereby determined that the creation of a county planning board will meet a public emergency, and that is capitalized, emergency, affecting the safety and property of the people of Benton County. Therefore, comma, an emergency is hereby declared to exist. And said creation of the planning board, as herein contained, shall be in full force and effect from and after its passage and approval. This is pure legal positivism, where whatever the prince says has the full force and effect of law, provided that the people comply. That's the voluntary compliance thing. But you can see how easy it is. With a simple stroke of a pen, at a planning commission meeting, your county commissioners, your planning commissions, your city or municipal planning commissions can just simply say that an emergency affecting the safety and the property of the people of Benton County, an emergency is hereby declared to exist. Whether there's any emergency happening or not, they have to run under these emergency powers, all right? And there's a lot involved in this. Maybe we'll come back to this book and share with you parts and pieces of it. But back to this American Planning Association document, where it says this, again, they're saying above normal hurricane forecast may prompt more coastal communities to plan. And so you can insert above normal hurricane forecast. I heard over the weekend from AccuWeather.com that at this time of the year, typically, we have had some 600 tornadoes. So far this year, we've only had around 300 tornadoes. And so they're saying that we could expect to see between now and the May 1st of May or thereabouts as many as 300 tornadoes. Well, you can imagine, living as I do in Tornado Alley, I didn't sleep well with all the thunder boomers crashing and the lightning shining through the windows all night long. And as we are now doing, having rain pelting on the skylights over my head here in the studio. Rain and rain and rain. That's because it's flash flooding here in the hill and holler country of southwest Missouri. But there's a Washington, D.C. in response to a new federal grant program. All right. Remember now how this all works out. As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are. In our towns, our cities, and our counties, and our states. Countering the craft and guile of the change agent's use of voluntary compliance and affirmative action to affect implementation through public buy-in Vocal Local exposes the socioeconomic, political, and theological underpinnings of the globalist safety cult agenda. Exposing the globalist localism program, or propaganda, Vocal Local reveals the true nature of public-private partnerships as nothing more than a naked move toward corporate fascism, wherever it is attempted. Vocal Local refuses to accept international, federal, or state grants in aid, realizing that whenever a people reach out for unearned shekels, the shackles of control are inevitably clamped on. All this become Vocal Local talk and chatter is based on these documents. This is how it's gotten to us. This is how we've been brought low. And again, in response to a new federal grant program and incentives to develop hazard mitigation plans, hundreds of communities coast to coast are preparing the plans in order to reduce their risk and potential losses from natural catastrophes. And there we have to put in the wording right out of Agenda 21, man-made and natural disasters. Or as they say, natural catastrophes. After all, man is part of nature. The American Planning Association finds hundreds of communities coast to coast are preparing the plans. If you have an enhanced 911 system in your community, you are one of those communities. You pick up the telephone, go one ringy-dingy, two ringy-ding, 911. And immediately they want to know precisely where you are, so they've already got a fix on you. Three-dimensional coordinate geometry through cell towers and other things going on constantly. Why was the census taker standing on your doorstep with their little GPS meter? Because it's all part of this plan. It's a three-dimensional GIS, GPS, global governance system. Back into the discussion here, the federal government's pre-disaster mitigation program is leading many communities to recognize the value good planning plays in keeping development and people out of nature's way. Shall we say that again for you? I'm so glad I found these sharing with you. Let's say it again. The federal government's pre-disaster mitigation program is leading many communities to recognize the value good planning plays in keeping development and people out of nature's way. You might have to ask yourself, where on the planet Earth could people and our development exist where it would be not in nature's way? I mean, really. Said APA Executive Director Paul Farmer, in order for communities to be safe and sustainable, they also must be disaster resistant, he added. So what does it take to make a community disaster resistant this Thursday evening here in sunny southwest Missouri? The Ozark Property Rights Congress is going to have our meeting, and we're going to be talking about the International Property Maintenance Codes, the International Building Codes, and many of these other plans that the Berry County people have for making our community safe and sustainable. And they all must also be disaster resistant. Now, how would you develop a city or a town or a fishing village or a reactor site to be safe and sustainable and out of nature's way if you happen to be any place on the ring of fire? All right? How many miles inland would you have to hold back all development in Japan before you would be out of nature's way if there was a 25 or a 35 foot tall tsunami coming ashore? Some 1,200 local pre-disaster mitigation plans are now being reviewed by the 10 regional offices of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA. So now all of a sudden we've got FEMA popping in amongst the urban planners, and they seem to be accommodating FEMA just well. But the numbers expected to increase as more communities complete and submit their plans for approval. Some 1,200. Now remember, somewhere in the neighborhood of 177,000 local voting precincts scattered throughout our 3,066 counties all across America. We've got hundreds and hundreds of these ICLEI towns and cities already sprung up here and well in place. We've got some 1,200 pre-disaster mitigation plans being approved, and this was in 2003, and hundreds more plans. We'll be right back.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now, and my doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we're back once again, and the number's 866-841-1065 if you'd like to weigh in on any of this. Going to go through some more, however. Again, I'm reading out of an article here, July 14, 2003, from the American Planning Association, titled, Communities Develop Hazard Plans in Response to Federal Program. Ever wondered how it is that the United Nations and its agendas and the black nobility of Europe and all of the Illuminati in the background, how is it that they're able to impact your town so strongly? I thought we had constitutions and all of those sort of things, creating firewalls of sovereignty between the nations and the states. Well, I'm sharing with you the process by which they interfere in your lives. And there's absolutely nothing better than a tsunami or an earthquake or a nuclear meltdown or any of these things to be able to get these programs of action into play right where you are. Oh, yeah. And if you notice, they say communities develop hazard plans. How? In response to a federal program. We've talked about the regional councils of government before. They act as an overlay all across America, the COGS and the MACOGS and all that. These regional councils, these are unelected quasi-governmental bodies, unelected boards and councils spread out through all of the states, especially here in Missouri and elsewhere. And they work as conduits between the international financial and international planning bodies and your county commissioners, and your county commissioners, and your town councils, and your mayors, and the Association of Government. They work that way, and every time the international community has some special program cooked up for you, they let the councils of government know that there's grant funds available, and they throw open the window at the grant fund window, and it's like calling the hogs. Sweet, come on, little piggies. That's your noses down in the trough, boys. We got pork for everybody. Put your nose in the corn, son. And they come. And they come quickly. Because this is big money. It's good money for them. And they want some of it. After all, if they don't take the money, someone else will, wouldn't they? You know, that's the kind of sick response people have when they see a hooker. If I don't stop and sample her wares, someone else will. Yeah. So let's continue again. We find that FEMA gets involved in this. Some 1,200 local pre-disaster mitigation plans are now being reviewed by the 10 regional offices. This is regionalism at its finest. Of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA. Now, in the previous discussion on Friday or Thursday, was it? We found out that the all-hazard mitigation planning system and all this was came in through the creation of this International Code Council, which is basically a FEMA front group. All right? And there's a lot to that, but you could check it out for yourself, ICC, the International Code Council, and their body of model codes and model acts. So we're still back into this discussion and going a little further into it. Since May, this would be of 2003, FEMA has issued nearly $10 million to 26 states and one territory to assist local jurisdictions in developing multi-hazard mitigation plans. And so the way that process works is that the Council of Government, Regional Councils of Government, here in Southwest Missouri, it's the Harry S. Truman Regional Council of Government. They get in touch with all of the county commissioners, and they say, guys, we've got grant money for any county that wants to put together a hazard mitigation plan. And everybody says, wow, that's great, that's good, man, we want some of that free money, free money. And they hustle right up, and they get their marching instructions. Then they come back, and they start putting together one of these little boards, unelected boards, and councils, and then they start to find out what the real deal is all about. Well, I'll tell you what. Putting together a pre-disaster mitigation plan in your county spells nothing but trouble for the people that live in the county. And if you don't have one in progress already, you need to oppose it with every piece of vigor that you can find. Every scrap and tittle. Anyway, continuing, the deadline for applying for the $150 million in pre-disaster planning grants appropriated by Congress for the federal year 2003 was October the 6th. They had $150 million out there just waiting for these grant writers to write them up. All right? Continuing, Congress also approved funds for the federal year 2003 that allow communities to do post-disaster planning. So, once again, now let's jump right back to the United Nations Earth Summit Agenda 21 Program of Action from Rio de Janeiro. Right? This is the action plan, if you will, the agenda for the 21st century, where so often I read right here, Chapter 7.59, three distinct areas of activity are foreseen under this program area, namely, the development of a culture of safety. And they put that in quotations. A culture of safety. I just turned that around and say the promotion of a safety cult. Everything's done for your safety now. Right? But they're going to the development of a culture of safety. Pre-disaster planning and post-disaster reconstruction. Well, my, these are the same words that we find here from the American Planning Association. So obviously the American Planning Association has teamed up with the United Nations to implement Agenda 21 in a town near you. Again, besides the federal grants for pre- and post-disaster planning, the National Weather Service's forecast that as many as four major hurricanes could strike during the 2003 season is another incentive to develop disaster mitigation plans, especially for communities along the Atlantic and Gulf Coasts. Of course, Katrina comes to mind. But it's not all. Remember about the cat bonds, the catastrophe bonds. People actually bet on whether or not there's going to be a man-made or a natural disaster. People are actually betting on whether or not there's going to be another terrorist strike. Maybe it'll be a six-year-old little girl hiding something under her blouse going into an airport, an international air portal. Gosh, you never know when they could be working for Al-Qaeda. Anyway, again, the National Weather Service's forecast, that figures in. But the Travelers Insurance Group is big on this list, too. Keep these insurance companies like AIG and Travelers in mind as we go through this. These are all the whores that are profiting, and profiting handsomely, at your expense. Hazard mitigation plans are important for several reasons. Reducing the potential for private property loss. Now, what we need to understand there is not necessarily private property loss. What's really important here, and this is the key phrase, is repetitive loss claims. You know how it works. You happen to live in an area that gets a lot of lightning activity, and your house has, or your electrical system in your vicinity has from time to time been struck by lightning, and it's knocked out your flat plate TV, your big TV screen, and it's gone out. And so you go one ringy dingy, two ringy dingy, you call your insurance agent, and you say, oh my God, house got hit by lightning again, wiped out the big screen TV, wiped out the computers, wiped out all of our Chinese cheap chippy-chappies and all of that stuff, and all of our four-star electrical appliances, all wiped out. The insurance agent says, okay, we'll send somebody by for an adjuster, and they adjust it. Well, they don't like that. They don't like taking a hit. Insurance companies don't ever like to pay, okay? They don't like that. They don't like it at all. And so what the insurance companies are trying to do through these various plans is to avoid repetitive loss claims. You see, over the weekend, lots of rain going on here in southwest Missouri, and as I mentioned, that all the little hills and hollers and all the low places are filling up with water. That's standing water, by the way. That's a whole other thing. That becomes federal water under the new legislation. But all these little places, all the hills and hollers down, they're all flooding. Well, that's repetitive loss claims. They don't want that. All the farmers, of course, they have planted their crops along the rivers, and they get wiped out, and so then that's repetitive loss claims there, too. They don't like that. Because what they want to do is minimize possible disruptions to a community's economy as a result of a disaster and protecting hospitals, power plants, I mean, Fukushima, wow, and other vital facilities from hazard-related damages or losses. Now, you see, if they had, over in Fukushima, in Daiichi, if they had put together their hazard mitigation plan in time, they may have averted this huge disaster that's impacting the world. But they didn't. We'll be right back.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere. even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution.
Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
So as I go through the news basket every morning, one of the things that I'm looking for in the news when I go to this website, which I do every day, Bloomberg.com, looking for articles that support the information, provide day-to-day implementation of all of these things that I'm aware of from the international community. All right? And so today we heard, and we've heard this in the past as well, that in regards to Daiichi, you know, they're looking at a 20-mile radius where they're going to basically create a no-man's zone around this power plant. So all those people's homes and all those farms and all that development and all that's going to go away. It's going to have to move up, move out, and away. Got to move up, move out, and away from the man-made hazard of a power plant failure and a natural hazard, the earthquakes and the ring of fire and the tsunamis. And they'll move up into sustainable communities. Of course, they'll no longer be a fishing industry? No, they'll have to import that from China because everyone has to import everything from China. All right? That's the new norm. That's the new normal going forward, as they say. But this is how it all works. Again, so disruptions to a community's economy as a result of a disaster and protecting hospitals. Got to underscore that one. Hospitals, that's the, you don't want to get involved with the Catholics there. Most of them, St. Mary's, St. John's, and all those Catholic hospitals. Hospitals, power plants, that's General Electric, and other vital facilities, not your house. Your house is not vital. Neither is the grocery store. From hazard-related damages or losses, and we can also say from repetitive loss claims. And so when we read those words, then we need to understand that their goal here is to protect the built environment. We could also say community, communitarian, but community and environment are almost synonymous words. So the built community or the built environment and not the people. Funny. So far, no one's even talked about people. It's all about the built community. This is all of the mortgages, and this is all of the land, and this is all the stuff that the state owns. People? Just useless eaters, right? To help communities or environments prepare these plans, APA has developed a workshop, Planning for a Disaster-Resistant Community. For professional planners, planning officials, and consultants, APA Senior Research Associates Jim Schwab worked with FEMA staff members to develop the workshop. Isn't that a handy relationship? Right? It's completely taken away any respect I have for the planning community. All right? The goal of any mitigation plan is to reduce the risk from potential weather losses, whether caused by a flood, an earthquake, a wildfire, like burning out of control in Texas, or other hazards, he said. And then it goes on. They've got a growing smart legislative guidebook, contains model language and other useful information to communities developing a mitigation plan, whether separately or as part of a comprehensive plan and comprehensive planning. Model language. And these are some of the things that we need to develop for ourselves as we become vocal local and interact with these various unelected boards and councils, or Soviets, in towns, counties, cities, and states, right where we are. We need model language also. We need to understand the dialectic of the change agent so that we can effectively counter the craft and guile of the change agent's use of voluntary compliance and affirmative action. Right? And these are things that we can do. We can do that by filling our minds, filling our eyes with the black and white, getting the black and white in our eyes, as Hal Anthony says on his broadcast, Behind the Woodshed, heard here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network on Sundays from 2 until 4 o'clock Central Time, noon o'clock Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, as Hal likes to say. But we need to understand this stuff, okay? So right into Agenda 21, then let's look a little bit more on this. This is developing pre-disaster planning. Section B, 761, pre-disaster planning should form an integral part of human settlement planning in all countries. So it doesn't matter whether you're in Togo or Lesotho, whether you're in any of the little pigs, Portugal. I always want to throw Israel in there. I really should, but it's not. Portugal, Italy, Ireland, and Greece, and Spain, the pigs. It doesn't matter where you are on the planet. Romania, Serbia, Bosnia, Yemen, Libya. It applies to everybody. And the following should be included. A, undertaking complete multi-hazard research into risk and vulnerability of human settlements and settlement infrastructure, including water and sewerage, communication and transportation networks, as one type of risk reduction may increase vulnerability to another. In other words, an earthquake-resistant house made of wood will be more vulnerable to windstorms. Now, of course, another man-made disaster, of course, is the United States and NATO. Pretty hard to plan for that, but you can see the kind of devastation that they can do to structures and infrastructures whenever they come around. But they're pretty hard to appease, kind of hard to plan for that, you know. Anyway, undertaking complete multi-hazard research. Again, these are statisticians. But you'd think this is so comprehensive, man. This has got to be good stuff. But what do these people actually do? Have you ever sat in on any of these planning sessions? I have. Mostly what they do is they go up to the internet and they cut, copy, and paste and put together information to fill in the blanks. Remember, I mentioned that they have these hazard mitigation plans are important for several reasons to help communities prepare. APA has developed a workshop, Planning for a Disaster-Resistant Community, for professional planners. What they've done, basically, is they've just created this cookie cutter, and then they basically give you the hot links where you need to go to get the information that you need to have to insert into the plan. And then it's really helpful if you've had a fire in the area, or if you've had a flood in the area, or if you had a tornado touchdown in your town, or if you happen to live in Japan and you had a nuclear reactor meltdown in your backyard, or a tsunami wash away your entire village. Then you take all those news articles and you insert them in your plan as corroborating information to support the need for this kind of planning. They do that. They actually do that. And FEMA encourages you to do that. That's how you affect public buy-in. Remember, Daiichi, 9/11, Katrina, BP, Macondo gently weeps. Remember, you drag out all these news articles. As one type of risk reduction, again, may increase vulnerability to another, in other words, an earthquake-resistant house made of wood would be more vulnerable to windstorms. From an architectural and design standpoint, it's impossible to design structures and towns and cities that can withstand everything the creator can throw at you. And so because they're trying to do the impossible, what happens? The price goes up. The price goes up. And a house that would ordinarily be able to be built for $50,000 now costs you $250,000 because it's got every bell and whistle and accessory and contingency added into the house, most of which will never be used by you, including tornado shelters and all of the security electronics and things like that, and all of the four-star appliances, too, and the smart meters as well. Here's B. Developing methodologies for determining risk and vulnerability. This goes back to our comment earlier in the broadcast about all these chartists and waivers. The predictors who are out there trying to anticipate things because they have mathematical models, which if you went to Bretton Woods too, you would discover that all of the economic mathematical models from the time of Keynesians, you know, through the neoclassical economics and all the way now up to Schumpeter and creative destruction, these models don't work. They're working real good for us, aren't they? Trillions and trillions loaned to the banks, given to the banks. This is a really good model, isn't it? Working very well for us. But again, developing methodologies for determining risk and vulnerability. That sounds like insurance company language, doesn't it? Within specific human settlements and incorporating risk and vulnerability reduction into the human settlement planning and management process. Can you imagine how much money the insurance companies paid as lobbyists to get this kind of language inserted in Agenda 21, an international agenda? Here's C, redirecting inappropriate new development and human settlements to areas not prone to hazards. Once again, we go back over to Fukushima. The prefecture, remember the first couple of days, I said, what is it? Why are we talking about Fukushima? If Fukushima had a power plant in it, a nuclear power plant, it never would have gotten hit by a tsunami. It's about 4,000 feet above sea level, but it wasn't Fukushima, it's actually Daiichi. Well, drats, we're all out of time. I'll be back again tomorrow, hope you will be too, and until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest selling product, Micro Plant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.